You know, most times people have problems with running a little late. We've had some problems here with running a little early. But the big thing is what? We want to pattern the way God works. He's right on time, all the time, every time. Amen. So I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. It's a beautiful Memorial Day weekend Sunday, a great day to praise the Lord like all the other 365. And so we're going to do that this morning, and hopefully the Word of God will flow today, and the Spirit will use it in the hearts of those that are here. Welcome to one and all. We're glad for everyone that's come out this morning, especially if you're visiting with us. Please feel at home here at Fruitland and prepare this morning again to draw closer to the Lord. Let's stand together in song to begin with this morning. This is either up on the screen or it's in your hymnal. Number 779 is our national anthem. And this is Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, but let's again take this time to sing. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars fly o'er the ramparts we watch, we're so standing for our invocation. Our Father in heaven, we come today with great joy in our hearts, humbly before your throne. We acknowledge today you first, Lord. You are number one. At least you should be. And Lord, we thank you for the grace and the benevolence that has flowed from your throne and the mercy. Lord, thank you for coming willingly, lovingly to the cross of Calvary to bear our sins and to shed your blood to cover those sins, to be buried and to rise again the third day to guarantee us new life. We thank you for the new birth that comes from the very love of the heart of God. Lord, we do thank you for this nation that you have blessed us with being able to live in. We acknowledge, though, today, Lord, that any nation that strays from the God of the Bible is in jeopardy. Any person that strays from the God of the Bible is in jeopardy. But we thank you, Lord, that you're still a redemptive God who loves people, who forgives sins. Even the sins of the believers, they're forgiven in you, but they also are forgiven when we come to your throne, Lord, and they're washed up for us. We thank you for what a great God you are, and we want to honor that today. Now, Lord, we thank you for all that have come through these doors and maybe yet that are some on the way. Lord, we pray for someone this morning that struggled about coming to public worship. And we do acknowledge, Lord, we need to worship you today. This is a time to change our hearts towards you. Lord, there are people in our number that are physically ill. There are people, most importantly, though, that may be spiritually ill this day. We come to you today, Lord, as the great physician. We ask that you would heal our infirmities. Now, Lord, may this be a day, as we ask some questions in this message, that we would seek the answers. And we would seek, Lord, to bring you honor and glory and to place you first in our lives and in our nation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Again today on the screen or in your hymnal, number 780, America the Beautiful.
And from
Thank you for the good singing this morning. Once again, welcome to one and all. We're thankful for everyone that's here today. Trust God will bless us in our time with Him as we surround His throne in a mode of worship. I'd like to direct our attention either to the screen or, and it may be up there right now, but to announcements that are on the right-hand side of our bulletin. And one that is not printed this morning is that I would like our music committee to meet very briefly right up here following the service this morning for a special issue that we need to look at. So please do that if we can. We'll keep it very brief. You might also notice that we are off our normal schedule. This would usually be the day that we have a early out and a potluck, a monthly fellowship for birthdays and anniversaries, and an early afternoon service. As you know, that will not be the case. I hope no one was inconvenienced today. We tried to get that word out, but due to Bill Hansford's funeral and the gathering yesterday, we thought it would be better to let that go for one more week. So we will have that potluck fellowship and the early service next week, Lord willing. Also be in consideration of our quarterly business meeting on June 13th in the evening, and please let either myself or Deb know if there are agenda items that need to be put on that. Women's Bible study, June 5th at 10 o'clock in the morning. Again, a note there to the veterans, and a thank you to the veterans and to those that currently serve. There is a memorial service tomorrow at Island Cemetery, and that begins at 9 a.m., and we do have a part in that. Some of our folks are participating in that as well, so please come and be involved in that. Also, there's a note there. If anyone is interested in doing special music, please let Jeff or Autumn know. And I might add to that, we've changed a few things again with our music committee. There are openings for people to sing specials and so forth. And as there always has been, but the thing to do now is to go to some of the members of the music committee, and there's a list that they'll be keeping. And the third, or the second song, but the third inserted one, if you understand what I mean in our services, is going to be from the committee and those involved with music that will be choosing that. So that is an appropriate place to go at this time for the foreseeable future, at least through the summer. And then you'll notice my thoughts for the week, or thought for the week there. Memorial Day is more than picnics, parades, and proclamations. It's more about selflessness, sacrifice, and suffering. Are there any other things today that we need to make known at this time? All right. As of yet, we still do not pass a plate here. And again, I encourage you to always be aware of the coronal situation and where that affects you today. But what we do is, again, take a minute to thank the Lord for His goodness, but also as you're led, there are receptacles there on the back table where you can leave that gift. And also take a few moments here as the ladies play to adjust our hearts for worship. That may involve introspection, maybe confession, maybe a lot of different things that we need to talk to the Lord about as we prepare to worship together this day. So shall we bow and pray at this time? And we'll approach that period here shortly. Father, thank you again for this day. Lord, for the purpose that you have ordained for it. I pray today, Lord, that we will all be seeking you with our very hearts. And, Lord, that we will be loving you with our hearts in a genuine way. So, Father, today again, as we prepare to have this opportunity to give to you, this is not out of force or coercion, but it is out of love, because that's how you've given us that which we can give back to you. So, Lord, today, with a cheerful heart, I pray that people will be led and directed by you to recognize the prosperity that you have given each and every one of us. And Lord, now as that determination is made of how to give and so forth, may the attitude be right about it, Lord, an attitude of joy and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for your provision for us. And Lord, this is especially affected in our salvation. It's priceless. It was bought with a price that cannot be determined, the precious life, body, and blood of your Son, Jesus. Now, Lord, as well, as we take a few moments here of silent prayer, I pray that you'll guide and direct our hearts toward you. This is a time, Lord, where we can confess and ask you to remove and forgive distractions and sin in our life, that we may see you more clearly, that you remove the myopia, and we would see you with a clearer vision during this time together. As always, Lord, I pray this message would convict and that the Spirit would have free course with it, but that there might be changed lives. And maybe even someone today, Lord, that would come to you and place their sins under your blood. So we leave these things in your care. And again, thank you, Lord. May you be pleased in what takes place here today at Fruitland. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. There's no change at Fruitland. I think I've sat on this side during that time of introspection for a lot of years. I just want to say one more thing, musicians. If you got your text from me this week, here's the folder that I'm talking about right here on the bench in front of the organ. Patsy, did you want to look at that folder? Okay, no problem. Anyway, looks like we've got four men here this morning, or five men.
Grab your book.
Oh, even me?
6:30.
All right.
Everybody stand up here. This is it. No practice.
Oh, we're gonna let's go bass, sort of tenor, okay. Melody singers. Jason, you guys get right in front of the mic. We have to think how it goes out on the recording. On the, Lonnie by the pasture. You sing the melody. I'll stick on this end so it don't stick out. And I'll try to read it out to them. All three verses.
All three? Okay.
Pretty good clip. But hey, let's get some enthusiasm in it, too.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's scary for pastors to see a gang of men approaching the pulpit. You know? Well, it's something we pray for as pastors for the right reasons. Amen? You never know where they're going to say, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back. No more, no more, right? I'm thankful that's not the case. I am also thankful, too, for that song today. And it really has a theme, it fits with the theme of our message today for Memorial Day. And many of you know my convictions, again, about God and His Word. And no matter what the case may be, I'm called to stand on the Word of God. And that even means that my position may be put on the line, and even my life. And so I think we can make a case in Scripture that it's not just about me as a pastor, but it's about all of us as Christians. What we are dealing with is very serious, and yet we can accomplish it with joy because our Savior accomplished our salvation with joy. So I greet you in that perspective today, joyfulness in the Lord. And I trust today that your heart is light and that it is merry, and you're enjoying the challenges and the blessings that God has placed in your pathway this day. Anyway, that's exactly what this message is today. The title of it is A Challenge for Memorial Day. Now, you have no idea what I'm going to preach about today. And it may not be exactly what you anticipated either. But what I've been praying about is that we'll see a movement of the Spirit in people today. Because I'll tell you what, it's ever necessary. And God wants it. And He wants us to be aware that He's the one that's going to win the battle. He's already won it through Christ. But let me tell you, folks, we're not here just to occupy space and time. If you're a born-again, blood-bought believer today, we're here for a reason. And hopefully today, our thinking will be jogged. And by the way, if it doesn't fit well with you, like I said, my position's on the line all the time. But I've committed to serve Jesus Christ. And therefore, I will speak His Word to the best of my ability for Him today. Anyway, let's have a word of prayer, and on we go. I actually thought we might get out early today. Lord, I'm simply going to say this. May this time we spend not be a waste, and may Your Holy Spirit have free course. I pray, Lord, today that You'd empower me to speak this. You know I'm the weak link in the chain all the time. But, Lord, through Your strength and power, this word, not from what I say, this word may speak to the hearts today of those that are present. I thank You, Lord, for everyone that's here today. None of this is by accident. There's no one in this auditorium today that's here by accident, Lord. And so may this be a day that is memorable. Isn't that ironic? Memorial Day. Help us to think about these things today, Lord. And we love You, and we thank You that though there may be battles ahead, the war has been won. Thank You for that today, Lord Jesus. May this be a great day in Your house. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would someone find me a piece of candy or a lifesaver? Kim, would you... Well, if you can, it's okay. But my voice is giving me a little trouble here today. I think it's all the pollen and everything that's going on. But friends in Christ, tomorrow is designated as Memorial Day and is now a national holy day. Did you hear what I said? Holiday. But let me tell you, it is a holy day. Oh, praise God, people are coming forward already. Whorehound drops, thank you. They're good stuff, Sharon. I almost got some of those at the Amanas the other day. Hey, God is good. He will supply all of our needs through His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to have trouble with the saliva. But this holiday was set aside officially back in the 50s, and I've gone through all that before. That's not the purpose today to reconsider about the dates. But it really began at the end of the Civil War, and it's to commemorate those that fell and lost their lives in battle for the sake of our nation, that lost their lives in military service. And, of course, it was originally known as Decoration Day, and technically... Again, people that are in the service, I've preached on this before, are there to defend and protect our Constitution that guarantees us the rights that are afforded, the God-given rights that are afforded to American citizens. This memorial concept was begun, as I said, after the Civil War, which, by the way, was not so civil. I've said this before, war is the worst manifestation of our sin. Tragic thing, but sometimes necessary. But does anyone here this morning, before I go any further, have a loved one in your family that fell in the service to our nation? Dean. Kim. Anyone else today? Several. I wish we could share about all those stories. I do too. There's still some letters of a great, 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 great grandfather that was in the Civil War. It was on my mom's side of the family. Let's just take a moment of silence at this time to consider what people have given in the cause of freedom for the promotion of the gospel in the United States. May it not be forgotten. Well, let me just say first today that I have many questions for us, specifically for Christians. So this is a message today that's loaded with questions. Questions beg an answer. Questions beg an answer. Also, let me say that I am well in favor of Memorial Day. Before someone comes at the end of this message and says, he's anti-American, he's against the military. No, I'm not. I want to make that very clear. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. And I was so thankful for that song that was chosen for the guys here this morning. I believe it's very appropriate to honor fallen military persons that served in the line of duty. But the basis of my question today is, why is there so little emphasis on honoring and memorializing God and his son Jesus to remember what they have done and are doing for us today? I hope to bring you several questions today that fall in that line of thinking. Well, one of the first ones is this. You know, when I ran businesses, Memorial Day, as I said, is a holiday, but it's also a holy day, if you get what I mean. And people always want that day off to remember or to celebrate. Very good. I can go along with that all the way. But what I found in my time, and any of the rest of you that have either been engaged in business or worked with people or have been an employee or an employer, it's rare to have an employee ask for the day off to remember Jesus' memorial work on the cross. You agree with me on that? Let me just tell you this too. Our law here in the state of Iowa guarantees that you can attend at least one, and this I use this term loosely, religious service a week by law. Your employer cannot stop you from attending at least one service a week. You may have to still go in on a Sunday if you choose to worship on Sunday morning, but they cannot stop you from attending that. How many of you knew that this morning? How many care? You don't need to, but you understand what I'm saying. His memorial work on the cross and his empty tomb, and I'm using that as an example of the first day because historically Christians have gathered on the first day of the week. That's today, Sunday, the day of the resurrection. And you can trace that all the way back into Scripture. But you know what? Memorial Day Monday is very important to people with just cause. With just cause. But why is it? Remember, I said I was going to ask a lot of questions this morning. Why is it? Well, there's many reasons that people might give. But I ask us this. Why is it that people and families make it a point to gather on Memorial Day, but rarely or never gather for Memorial Sunday? Is that a valid question?
Why is it rare to see many professed born-again believers lackadaisical about gathering together multiple times a week to memorialize Jesus by gathering together as the church? I'm talking about believers here that have received Jesus Christ, and we do what? We put him where in our position? What a tragedy. There ought to be a memorial day for Jesus. There is. Guess when it's held? Every day. Every day is the Lord's day. It ought to be more special than any man-made day that's set aside on that calendar, folks. It's special. By the way, we're not here, as I said, to occupy space and time. If you're here and you're a blood-bought believer, you're here for a purpose. Amen. I want to throw a couple names flippantly out to you today. You ever heard of a guy named Nate Saint? A few of us have. Ever heard of a guy named Jim Elliott? No. Doug, you got the info today. Talk a little bit. A little bit. Yep. 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 You're correct. And by the way, we won't go into all the details. If you got these devices, use them. Not only this morning as we go into the Word. A lot of information there. Jim Elliott. This is just two people. Kim and I talked about it on the way to church, didn't we, this morning? People have given their lives for the cause of Jesus Christ. I don't know of a day, and maybe I should be corrected on this, that we even set aside in the church atmosphere that recognizes martyrs. Those people are martyrs. A martyr is one who has given their life for the cause of Jesus Christ. Who was the first one, by the way? Stephen. Are you understanding why I'm asking why? And it's not just Jim Elliott and Nate Saint. There have been countless people throughout time that stood for Jesus Christ and placed their lives in jeopardy. And you will today, and I will today, if we stand for Jesus Christ. Because there's a target painted on us by Satan. But folks, we need to be aware. This is important. Not that Memorial Day is not important, because it is. But this is more important. And we do what, literally? I did notice this morning that the majority, I believe, in here had never heard of those names. Sometimes I wonder. It's not just them, but it's been a lot, as I said. I think about the Christians and the pastors that stood up in 1917 when the communists overran Russia and gave their lives in China, all around this world. And the church says, big deal. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. Page 2. I said this would be short, but it may not be sweet. Because I'll tell you what, folks, what I really believe is that we all ought to be on our knees today. Here's another why for you. And we're going to look at some of God's memorial days, okay? Briefly. But why do people, including Christians, sing the national anthem, offer prayers, have parades, give speeches, have fireworks and more, but rarely open a Bible or come to a prayer meeting or sing publicly a about the Lord. Why? I'm not going to answer that today, other than for myself. But I think the answer is obvious. And another why. Why do so few Christians attend God's memorial called the Lord's Supper that we know as communion? Incidentally, we hold that here usually on the first Sunday evening of every month. But I've got more to say about that. But why? Some people have asked me why. Why don't you have it in the morning service? There's more people here, Pastor John. Well, by the way, I did not make that decision. As all decisions are here at Fruitland, it was a congregational decision that's somewhere in the minutes, but I was at that meeting when it was made. But here's a typical answer to that question. Why don't you have it in the morning? By the way, the question is answered with a question. Isn't there some grammatical word for that? Why don't you have it in the morning? It's inconvenient to have it, to have to come back twice. Tell me something, folks. Was Jesus inconvenienced on the cross? He didn't have to do any of that. He did not have to leave the courts of heaven. But the Bible says, as I mentioned earlier, he came joyfully, with joy, for us. How do we approach him? I got stuff to do, Lord. You're gracious. You'll let it pass again and again and again. And you know what? He probably will. But what do you think Jesus thinks? It's hard to know the mind of God. You think Jesus ever sheds a tear? Bible says he did. Shed a tear over Jerusalem. I'm paraphrasing here. He says, I can't figure these people out. I want them to come under the safety of my wings. But they would not. Why? Well, another thing about that in the Lord's Day, most of us eat how many meals a day? Three meals a day. Why? I'm asking a lot of questions today. What'd you say, Sharon? Why three times? Generally, that's right. Generally, though, you need to eat three times a day to keep your energy level at a reasonable place to do what? To accomplish something. Threes. We know God has some numbers, don't we? That, you know what? As we look into this in 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, whenever you eat or drink, think about what? How good the meal is? By the way, you know I struggle. I shouldn't be talking about food, but what do I ask about a lot, Kim? What are we having? By the way, do give thanks at every meal. That's the point here, to remember Christ. But what's the significance of the threes? It's that we need those three meals generally to sustain ourselves, but remember, we think about God. And God is a personality, or a person with three personalities. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see, the picture's there if we're willing to look. Even our daily meals should remind us of God. And His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Let's chow down. Jesus was inconvenienced for our sake, but he did it out of love. Okay, so you get the point. You said we'd be done early today, John, right? So why don't we memorialize the Lord in the way that's appropriate? Well, I'm going to answer that. I said I wouldn't do a lot of answering today, but it's very simple. Our priorities are messed up. And let me assure you this, that Satan is behind all of that. He wants to disrupt your life and my life by divergences that keep us from being focused on Jesus Christ, from remembering Jesus Christ. None of us got here today apart from the work of Jesus Christ. Every breath we draw, everything that we have, came from His gracious hand. If it weren't for God's grace, we wouldn't even have a nation to defend or have a Memorial Day about. We sang about that this morning. Or a constitution that's even based in unalienable rights that God gives to every person. You know, that's how awesome God is. He doesn't force anyone to do anything. But we ought to be compelled when He's done everything for us. If it weren't for God, we wouldn't even be here today. If it weren't for God's grace, where would we be headed today? For hell and not heaven. And God forbid that anyone would reject His grace today and be headed for hell. Let me tell you this, you don't have to be. He doesn't want you there. If you end up there, you put yourself there. By the way, there's going to be no blame shifting about that. We ought to be seeing the gospel presented in our homes, in our workplaces, and specifically in our churches, publicly. Because we understand what Paul said in Romans chapter 1, there is no excuse but ourselves. If it weren't for God's grace, ... ad infinitum. Think about that today. Every day should be a memorial day to remember God and His grace. Now, I just want to give you a few pointers here today about some of the memorials that are spoken about in God's Word. First one. Turn your Bibles this morning. Exodus 20. Exodus 20, verses 8 and 11. God, and you could make a case for this that you could talk about for a day of all the memorials that God has established to help us to remember Him. Let me ask you this. Do you have icons in your life that point you to the Lord, or are your icons things that point you to the things of the world? I've had a lot of questions, haven't I, this morning? I'm assuming at the back door you may give me answers. But maybe not, because you don't have to answer to me. But the Bible says every one of us will give an answer to Him. Is that not what it says? Exodus 20, 8 through 11, a reminder. Notice the first word in that verse, Exodus 28. By the way, these are the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. God told Israel, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, Sabbath, it does secondarily mean seventh, but Sabbath means rest. Rest. God told Israel, take the seventh day off to rest and think about Me. But what did He specifically want them to think about? He wanted them to think about Him as God the Creator, who in 6 days formed all things, and on the seventh day He rested. Remember! The word holy in that verse means what? Keep it separate and distinct. This is important to remember Me. Now verse 11 as well, coupled with that. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, I'm not a legalistic preacher, and you know that. But what do you have in your life? And first of all, I'll ask you, are you resting in the Lord today? You see, when we are saved, we enter in to God's Sabbath of rest. But do you have icons in your life today? This being just one of them that recognizes one of the memorials of God, the pattern of rest, the pattern of every seventh day, understanding God completed his creative work in 6 days. I proffer to say few of us considered that this morning. You can respond appropriately on that. There's one. Second one this morning. Exodus 3:15. So let's go backward. You know that's how I work anyway. Exodus 3:15. Now you recall, God was getting Moses prepped up to go in and go back to Egypt and do what? Deliver his people out of bondage. You know what? We'd love God a lot more if he delivered us out of the bondage like the Israelites were in, but the fact of the matter, he already has. He delivered us out of the bondage of sin eternally. But here it is, folks. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. Remember what he said to Moses. Moses, what am I going to say? Who told me? Who sent me? And God said, tell him the great I am sent me. By the way, you remember I mentioned that one time. We always identify ourselves as being made in the image of God. Because like I told you before, I don't walk up to people and say, John. I walked up to people and say, I am John or Jose or Denny or Phil or Beth. You ever thought about that? God has his ways, folks. We don't get it. But notice what he said there. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Even when we think of our own names, I am. A memorial. And God used this memorial. It's called what? The Exodus. But combined in that whole thing that took place in God's miracle of getting the nation of Israel out of bondage, across the Red Sea, and into the Promised Land. By the way, God fought them every step of the way. Didn't he? His own people! They didn't want to go. Turn back. Included in that was an event called the what? The Passover. A memorial that stands today that has a tie to the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and has a tie today, yet in the body and blood of Christ that we celebrate in the Lord's Supper. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. Are you celebrating the Lord this weekend? Or the weekend? Number three, Ecclesiastes 12:1. Ecclesiastes 12:1. This is a wise guy that wrote this. Excuse me. By the way, thank you for the whorehounds, Sharon. They are a rare thing. You cannot find those locally. Where'd you get those? I've been made a liar. Sharon, I've been told to stay out of the candy aisle. So I have a reason why I couldn't find them. Please don't take me to the woodshed today, Sharon. It's Memorial Weekend. We have good talks, though, don't we, Sharon? Sharon loves the Lord. We ought to love Him. Notice what old Solomon says here in 12:1. By the way, just a quick recap. Solomon got started well. Things went south, but he ended pretty well. After a lot of things happened. Here's what he says. Read it for me. Remember. Go ahead. Who was reading? This is John's translation. You better get closer to God today, because the longer you stay away from Him, the less likely it is you'll get back with Him. Does anyone have a problem with that translation? Remember, sooner than later. By the way, even if you're 80 or nearly 90 years old here today, you're still in the days of your youth, because the next day that comes will be when you age. You get what I'm saying? Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. That's every day. Number four. Remember, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Remember, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that includes me. And it includes you. We are undeserving at our best. And even when we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, the Bible still says we are still what? Unprofitable servants. Remember your place. We're only there again because of God's amazing grace. Number five, remember God loves you and all people. John 3:16 and many other proof texts, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten or unique Son, the God-man, that whosoever places their trust, believeth in Him, should not perish but have eternal life. Everlasting life. Remember, God loves you. He loves you even when you go astray. He loves people that have never come to Him. And He never stops. As long as we have breath. Number six, I'm almost done. Remember that God is not willing that any should perish. 2 Peter 3:8 through 10. 2 Peter 3:8 through 10. If someone beats me to it, read it. 2 Peter 3:8-10. By the way, underline that word all in your Bibles. Oh, let's go for 10. We got time.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with perfect heat, and the earth also, and the works that therein shall be burned up.
God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But understand this, His grace and mercy has a limit. God forbid anyone would mess around with that today and test His limits. Enough said. Number seven. Remember, Jesus said, this do to His followers. This do is a what? It's a commandment from Jesus. A direct command, by the way. He specifically said, do this. This was not just to the 12 that were there in the upper room. He gave us more orders in Matthew 28. He said, do it! Because and I'll take the liberty to include it. Remember to do it or don't forget to do it. Now, communion, the Lord's Supper, is not a ritual, is it? Some people make it that. Some so-called churches make it into an event where they tie salvation to it, even in the respect that it literally becomes the body and blood of Christ. But that's not what we do, because the scriptures say differently. It's a memorial. It's a memory jogger of what Christ did for us. And as I said earlier, we can even take that right with our food each day and remember him. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. This is Paul's rendition that he received under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of what Jesus commanded for his people that was originally given in the upper room. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." By the way, just so we're clear on this, Jesus didn't take a knife and cut a piece of his flesh out. He used bread symbolically as a symbol of his body. And notice what he says. This do, or if you go into the Greek, it tells you, do it. Amen. In remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new testament or covenant or agreement in my blood. Do it as often as you like, as you think about me." He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Not to your preference, but again, what would please him? What would please him? "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." So the point of this is what? The Lord's Supper is a memorial. Amen. To Jesus. Amen. It's important to him. And then the last point. And then the last point. Amen. Remember to give money. Remember to give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In things that work out for you well, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In all things, in everything, give thanks. That's how we remember the Lord. And you know what? I have never once, when I considered the things of the Lord, not wanted to give thanks. How about you? Even the things that we perceive, as I said earlier, none of us are here today by accident. You're here today because of God's providence and his leadership. Give thanks. Well, Lynn, time to wind her up, right? If I said we'd be done early, we got about a minute to go. Let me just say this, maybe this is a challenge about real Memorial Day, which, as I said earlier, is every day, because every day is the Lord's day. Believe me, he ordained this day for a reason. And folks, I believe it's to be reminded of him. As I've said many times, the rotation of the planets, the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, reminds us daily of God's faithfulness. His mercies are new to us every day. Great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
So maybe there's a challenge to be reminded. Where do our priorities lie? Remember, Jesus said, though this, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. Matthew 11:28-30. Take a look at that someday. Maybe today, your life and even mine is out of focus. And our priorities are messed up. Amen. Jesus is there to give us rest today, folks. Remember, he's the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. You won't get your rest on a Serta Perfect Sleeper. Or what else is, what are these other mattresses? I said to someone the other day, maybe it's someone here, I can't remember. I slept on the floor in a lot of youth group events. Even cement's comfortable after your body gets conformed. But folks, there's no rest like the rest of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come unto me, he says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm done, but God's not. So let's stand today. It's on the screen. It's also in our books. 562. Why not make this a Memorial Day weekend to remember? Number one, if we'd have someone here today that has never trusted in Jesus Christ, this is the day to remember that he loves you, he died for your sins, and he rose again to guarantee you new life by faith alone, by believing truly that you're a sinner and that you're in need of a Savior and that he did those things on Calvary's cross. And then maybe there's some of us here, probably all of us, if truth be told, that have a memory problem. You get what I'm saying? We have been born again by the blood of the Lamb. But the distractions that Satan's thrown into the mix have derailed us from having Jesus as the forefront of our memories. Today's a good day to set that straight. You don't have to come forward. But know this, when we make a public profession about these things, there's a cleansing like none other that comes about. And let me just say this, at least for myself, if you're in need today, I'm glad to sit with you and pray with you and show you the scriptures. And I know there's other believers here as well. And maybe we just need to have communion today. In that sense where we get it together and we get it right. Memorial Day is about Jesus. We ought to be celebrating it. You take action today. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. As we close, let's just sing that refrain. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Jesus is waiting for you today. He's what it's all about. He's the memorial of God's love toward man. Jason, would you dismiss us today in prayer? Please.